Welcome to the Hollywood Hypers. I'm Brian, and with me today is Danny and Joya, and we're here to give you the lowdown on what's streaming, what's happening in the movie theaters, and all kinds of fun stuff that we are watching through these holiday seasons. Please say hi, one of you.
Go ahead, Joya.
How's everyone doing? Happening?
Hi, Joya. How are you?
I'm well. I feel like it's been a minute since we've all done this.
It's been Halloween. We haven't done anything since Halloween.
And now it's Thanksgiving. What the hell happened? I mean, how?
That's how life goes, right, Danny? It's just like 1 minute's Halloween, then it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas. Don't turn around because it's going to be New Year's.
That is how it goes, baby. So let's get to it. Hey, has anyone seen the new Black Panther before I get started? I meant to ask.
I have not. No. Wakanda Forever, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah. I'm not into as much. I'm Mr. Marvel guy, as Brian knows, but it just didn't look that good to me. Is it me or?
Well, look, I fell asleep during the first one, and then I heard that the guy who was starring in the first one died, and so I'm not really sure what's going on in this one. I got lost in the first one.
He was fantastic, but I mean, that guy was amazing, fantastic. Made the movie. Oh yeah, that's a shame.
It's a total tragedy. Too young, should sad all the way around.
But the new one, it looked like, when I saw the commercial, it looked like a video game. Like, it has Namor, which is a submariner, if you know Marvel. And it just looked fake. I think there's a shark jump in progress with Disney. If there's such thing as a slow-mo shark jump with all the CGI, I don't know. I'm kind of losing it. And I'm Mr. Marvel. Love him my whole life. So I don't know.
Wait, so Brian, did you not see it either? None of us have seen
that? No, it's not on my radar. I'm not going to see it.
So no, his name is Chadwick Boseman, the one that was in the
original. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
And there's a film, speaking of him, I'll just segue into this, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom from 2020.
Oh, is that good? Have you seen it? No, I'd like to.
You need to see it. Everyone listening, you owe it to yourself to see this.
The title one more time, Joya.
Oh, sorry. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Okay. And what kind of movie is this? Is it a genre movie of some sort?
It takes place, I believe it's, I want to say it's, gosh, I don't even
know. 30s?
20s or 30s, right? I think into the 30s. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give too much away. It's done like a play. It's amazing. His acting in that film, and he's very, very ill. That, I believe, was his last film because he's quite thin. You can see that he's sick. The monologue he gives at the end was like, you know when someone is just knows they're at the end and they're almost like taking their last fighting breath but doing it in a performance?
Oh, no.
It was very, very powerful.
Okay. Did you see it in the theaters, Joya?
I didn't. I actually streamed it shortly after he passed. I remember.
Was it pay-per-view or is it on one of the streamers? Because we're all cheap.
Streamers? I'm not sure exactly where. Let me click on this and get back to you on that. Came out in 2020. And don't quote me. I don't know if it's the exact last film that he filmed, but I think that it was the last film.
Right.
It's on Netflix.
He looked.
Netflix. All right. Brian's got it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's one. Ooh. It's really well done. 20s. Okay. 20s. I thought it was earlier. It is the 20s.
So you're giving a hype.
It's about a blues singer. He's part of the ensemble band, one of the players for that blues singer.
Okay.
Really, honestly, the whole movie takes place in just where they're recording an album.
So if you're a fan of him, definitely see it. Right. You're a fan
of him. You're not a fan of him. Yeah. It's just really well acted. Good movie. He gives a good performance.
Okay.
Nice.
Brian, didn't you say you saw something that you didn't you see a recent Brad Pitt movie that you I don't know, 5 stars or?
Oh, okay. Let's get into a
just
little
hyper
hate.
Just look on your face when you mention it. I had to run. Right? I thought you were going to throw up on me.
I'm going to start because you both watched a movie that I didn't watch, so I want to hear about it. But let's do a little hyper hate, right?
Okay.
So are you a fan of trains, Danny? How about you, Joy? Do you like going on a train?
Trains, yes. Yeah. Trains, like, yes. Train movies, not so much. I did like Super Train from the 70s.
Snakes on a Train. Did you like Snakes on a Train?
Snakes on a Plane, not train. That's all.
Okay. Well, I think there was a spinoff because this is about. Look,
what's it called?
I like Guy Ritchie movies. You like Guy Ritchie movies?
No, overrated.
Okay.
Overrated.
All right. I've been burying the lead. I watched Bullet Train for a total of 17 minutes. That's about as long as I could take, my daughter's boyfriend could take, my daughter could take, and my wife could take.
How
long was the actual film?
Oh, God. It was 17 minutes too long is how long it was.
Wow, that's pretty quick for you, isn't
it? I'm sorry, it wasn't good. It wasn't in any way, shape, or form something I was going to dedicate any more time with. It was like it was watching a Guy Ritchie or some, like, I don't know who the director is. I'm sure he's fantastic and whatever else he's done. I'm just going to guess that they wouldn't give $100 million. It's, yeah, I never heard of him. David Leitch.
I don't know how these
David
Lynch.
David Lynch? Not Lynch, no.
Oh, David okay.
L-E-I-T-C-H.
I don't know who that is.
And this is a Guy Ritchie movie?
No, it's not. It's
that type.
Yeah, it was trying to be one.
Like it. Okay.
Yeah.
He had one good movie, I don't remember, but the rest
of it. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels was his good movie. That was his opinion, because yes, I agree with Dan. He's overrated, that director, 100%.
Yes.
But that was the first of its kind. He was unknown. So it set a precedent and it was different, right? But then he made Snatch and all these other ones, and you're like, all right, I'm kind of sick of this like shtick. I love how we're talking about a director, or like a director that has nothing to do really with this movie. But
wow. Okay, well, they're all lame. So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Bullet Train, that's going to be a big hate for me. I think that anybody who is thinking about seeing it should not.
Think again.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to do a little segue here, because if you were to ask me, should I watch Bullet Train? I would say nope.
Okay, so I'm going to put it to you this way. Those of our listeners who have been following us since the beginning, if someone asked you and you hadn't seen, well, but you know what you know now, right, about these two, would you tell them to watch Sandman or Bullet Train?
Sandman.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, even at least,
that's a 10-hour commitment versus an hour or something.
Yeah.
Still want to say that. Okay.
All right. So on the subject Nope, don't watch it. I did watch Nope from Jordan Peele. Did you guys
see Nope? Is that the new one? Speaking of, okay, so now we're on overrated directors. Okay.
Oh, no.
Come on.
So this is a theme, right?
Okay, hold on. Let's be honest.
All right, hold on. Did one of you watch this movie or not?
No. It's on my list. I do want to.
What'd
you watch it on, Brian?
So this is streaming on Peacock. So if you have Peacock, you can watch Nope.
Okay.
And I would hype this. I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Where would you rank it from his three movies? In fact, okay, how would you rank his three movies? Because he's the next, Hitchcock, Spielberg.
I didn't see Us, but I did see and really enjoyed Get Out.
Yeah.
Okay. So this isn't as good as Get Out. This is I think you kind of see everything that's coming in this. I thought it was visually very cool, and I enjoyed it. It was good. I didn't obviously go to the theater. I watched it on Peacock. I sat at home, and it was included in my service. It was the perfect movie for that.
Okay.
And I was totally happy. I would hype it. Yeah, I would watch it. You should. I think you'd enjoy it.
All right. I'm down to watch it. I've been wanting to watch it. I think that I know Dan and I want to watch it. Maybe some people listening want to watch it. So I won't give too much away, but I just remember my mom went to see it when it came out in theaters, and she's like, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to like it. It was weird. There were a lot of animals, and it was about aliens. And I don't know. You need to watch it, Joy, so you can make sense out of it for me. And Brian knows my mom. So it's funny. Like, that was her takeaway.
Okay, so the homework, me and Joy will watch it by the next pod. How's that?
That's our homework. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right.
Okay, so, Brian, you're on a streak.
I'm not going to give anything away.
No. That was not really giving too much away, because this is from someone that hasn't seen it.
Brian, did you see Smile? Have you guys seen Smile?
I haven't.
No. Did you see it?
No, it just came up on my Paramount Plus, so I'll be watching that.
Okay, I will see that streaming.
That looks good.
I will watch that as
I'll
well.
I'll watch that too. Maybe we'll do a roundtable on
that. Okay, let me ask you guys real
quick. Maybe I'll be too scared. I might be too scared.
Sure, Brian. I don't know if you're...
Yeah, I might not be able to stomach that one.
Okay, let me run a couple that I want to make sure I'm not hitting the get off my lawn territory. There's two new ones coming out that look just horrible. Mm-hmm. They're kind of remakes that no one asked for.
Okay.
Is it just me, or is that new Fletch with John Hamm just...
Yeah.
Did anyone ask for a new Fletch movie ever?
No.
And not
no, that's got to be a pass. What? I can't imagine that's going to turn out well.
I didn't even hear of this.
It's like Fletch Revisited. It looked with John Hamm, he's redoing Fletch. No one I've ever heard has ever mentioned that movie, including
it's
the
called
first.
Confess Fletch with John Hamm. And it is the Fletch character, but played by John Hamm.
The look on Joya's face means that's probably.
Well, I'm looking it up right now because I had no idea that there was going to be a reimagined.
But Joya, let me just ask you this. Have you ever.
the original.
Have you ever kind of wanted more Fletch, like a Fletch universe, or are you good?
Oh, I'm good. Okay. I'm good with where it is. I feel like we can sit there and I won't lose any sleep, honestly.
Okay. Now, one that looks really lame, I know we've seen, it's with Ryan Reynolds and Will Shark Jump Ferrell.
Okay.
It looks spirited, and that looks like literally the biggest piece of holiday shit I have seen in a long time, which is saying something.
All right.
Am I wrong?
Okay. Does you know what he's talking about, Brian?
No.
Don't do it before dinner. Ruin your appetite.
It's I saw the ad for it as well, just like Dan clearly has seen the ad for it.
And again, one's asked for these remakes again.
No one's asked for it, but okay, to be fair, there's no shortage of remakes or reimaginings of A Christmas Carol or like Scrooged. Right? So we don't have to, we can tease this because I feel like we'll do some holiday films in December. We have to, it's imperative, right?
Absolutely. A lot of great ones out there, by the way.
Just ask each other though, do you like the movie Scrooged, for example, the Bill Murray?
The Bill Murray?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. It's does not seem anything like that at all, really. It's Will Ferrell and it's...
Okay, let me jump in, Joy. Has Will Ferrell jumped the shark? Has he had anything good in the last 15 years? Honestly, used to love him. The cheerleader stuff, aces.
No, I'm thinking. I'm actually thinking.
That's probably
not. Are you saying that he might have been going down the Tom Hanks path?
Tom Hanks does not jump the shark.
Wait.
You need to go to therapy, Brian, on that one. He's not jump the shark.
Wait, hold on.
He's going to do a rematch of Bosom Buddies.
Ryan's claim, though, original claim of Tom Hanks, he is on record saying that he's only made 3 good films in his entire career. He actually says that.
Yeah, so. I'd give him more. Okay, but come on. Doesn't the spirit look horrible? Let's just bury this piece of crap, please.
It looks very ridiculously cheesy. It's a musical. It's what's his name, Van Wilder. What's the guy's?
Here's a twist. I'll give now this Hollywood is you're not gonna believe this, you guys, but Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Ryan Reynolds.
And he's playing a guy that has a bunch of smart aleck quips. I mean, that is really stretching.
Stepping out, is he?
That's crazy. Wow. I would never imagine him in that role ever. Huh? Interesting.
Gosh.
Okay. Oh. So
it's not an Adam Sandler movie. I guess that's the best thing to say. That looks horrible.
Okay, so Anchorman, people were obsessed with him in that.
Yeah, that was funny 15 years ago. It was a knee slapper. Crazy.
Was it 15 years ago? Oh, God. That makes me really depressed.
No, this is time to...
Here is a random movie that I liked. It was, he's an alcoholic. Did either of you see this movie? Oh, what the heck was it called?
With Ryan Reynolds?
No, Will Ferrell.
Okay. Yeah. He had the series with Paul Rudd, which is horrible. That one where they were in New York and... He was a therapist, and was that him? He was terrible. It was on Netflix. It completely
Yes, you're right. That was unwatchable. Yeah.
I think once Land of the Lost hit, that was it. We just didn't realize. Let's not spend too much time.
He's done some good stuff since then.
Okay, Joy, take us out of this death spiral, please, and tell us about a movie. I know you saw it. I've not asked you. I know you loved it like I did. What is a movie we're talking about? Brian, just listen.
Just listen.
Something good, Brian. Popped in, but this is now we're taking off our desk. Help us.
So Dan is setting up a movie called Raymond and Ray, starring Ewan McGregor and Ethan Hawke. It is only streaming on Apple TV, correct?
Yes.
So I feel like that makes me a bit sad because not that many people are going to watch it because not everyone has Apple TV.
Why don't they have Apple TV?
They're not elite like us, Brian. Is that simple? They're not elite like us.
You know, film aficionados don't tend to, have all of the streaming services. Hulu, Netflix, those are people's go-tos. People can piggyback on other people's passwords and they just all have them. They just have those. So I loved it, but I want to hear why you loved it, Dan, and then I'll talk about
why. Well, this is 22 official.
What's this movie about? Raymond and Ray, is it a comedy or what is this thing? A buddy cop?
Yes, it's actually a spoof on Everybody Loves Raymond.
No, it's actually, what it is, Brian? It's like, let's go back 20 years in the 90s and you're an art house. Remember the old art houses we'd all go to?
Yes.
That's what this movie is.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Plop your living room. Great cast. I like Ewan. I like Ethan. Great cast. Didn't accomplish too much. It's two brothers that come together at their father's funeral. And I won't give into it. It's a lot of family strife. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's one of those that's not a feel-good movie, but I really, really enjoyed and liked. a resolution that doesn't resolve, because it really, I guess, can't. It just showed these guys, it's kind of hard to describe, but a great one. Look at the preview, I'd say that. Excellent movie, well done, unbelievably well written. Just great, well written.
Good dialogue.
Didn't try and be too much, acting. Didn't have the big ending, great dialogue.
Yep.
It just, it accomplished what it set out to do. It's not something that one of your favorite movies of all time, but it's absolutely worth an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Absolutely. I agree with everything Dan said. And it feels like it could be a foreign film, right? So it's very true to life in that way. Where
if you were in Germany, it would be. And that makes me.
Oh, there you go. Let's put a Germany and watch it. Then it will be a foreign film. But yes, very, very art house. Those films where, you know, like Dan said,
but not pretentious, right? It didn't.
No,
by no means at all.
As much as I like my pretentious films, no, it was not pretentious at all. No. It was
not overdone, not preachy.
True to life,
great character study of all these people and family.
Yeah, it was true to life in the way that like life is uncomfortable and life is just.
And how every family is just all messed up.
Every family is screwed up, you know, and everything else. But yeah, so to just piggyback on what Dan said, just the setup. Yeah, two brothers come together, and it does feel, again, like it's written a little bit like a play. Like it could be a play.
Yeah, I guess it could. Really could. It's mostly outside, but yeah.
You've got like the car, that two different houses, and
the funeral
area. That's it.
Just a great movie, Brian. So it doesn't. Okay. Again, you're in the right mood,
but I'm going to disagree with you both, just off the bat, because.
But you didn't see it.
I didn't see it. You're right, but I went to Rotten Tomatoes, and Rotten Tomatoes and I have a relationship that is usually spot on. And Rotten Tomatoes says it has a 44% on the tomato meter.
Well, and Joya and I do not have to rely on a website for opinions. Thank you.
And then, so 44% is a little. That's a little low, don't you think?
Are you seriously going to not watch it? Were you one of those guys in the day when you had Roger, Siskel and Ebert, and you wouldn't see it if they weren't?
Okay. Nope. Has an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And we're going to watch it.
Underperform. Yeah.
And we're going to watch it. Yes. We're going to watch it.
Hold on.
Thing.
So it's your loss, Brian. I have a double
like
hype.
I'm throwing out movies to you that are 82% on Rotten Tomatoes, and you're giving me a 44.
Oh, right, but the very nature of what we do is to go beyond Rotten Tomatoes.
And Brian, yes. Brian, let me dole out some a real quick fact to you. When it comes to the rankings, we are ahead. The Hollywood hypers are much more esteemed than the, by now, I'm sure the studio pasted it with good reviews, had all their orderlies and all the people do it. We are authentic.
Yes.
Both of us are brilliant. That's no surprise. And astute, Brian. So at your own risk, you can trust Rotten Tomatoes, but you are getting a double hype and then some.
Okay. All right. I trust you guys more than Rotten Tomatoes. I'm just messing with you.
I do. I know. I will watch the Nope. And you watch that. That's a deal.
Absolutely. No, I've you guys talked about this, I think, last time about it. And I really do want to see this because I love both.
Really well written, in all seriousness. Yeah. It's very well, great dialogue, which is very hard to do.
Yeah.
So there's that. Let me ask you one quick question. I'll drop it.
Yes.
On Telemundo, or I'm sorry, on Peacock Plus, that has Telemundo, and they have, as everyone knows, if you're in the World Cup, which starts in 2 days, okay, this weekend, it has the World Cup on there in Spanish. So it heads up. I know it's not a movie, but I'm going to get it. It's like, is it $5 a month, Joy? Is that how much it is? Brian, you have it.
I have it. Yeah. I believe I have it without commercials, which is more. So I think it's like $8.
Okay. Anyway, get it for a month and watch World Cup if you care about that. So that's my tip for the week.
So I'm going to just politely skip that only because my ex-husband was from Uruguay in South America, and that was his religion.
Oh, wow. Soccer was his religion. They outperformed, though.
He was like a semi-professional soccer player back in. So that was Goal TV. We had Goal TV. So soccer was on 24 hours a day.
I do every 4 years. Okay. I mean,
I don't mind watching it because I think a lot of those players are good looking. Sure. I'll watch soccer sometimes, but it's a lot. And I've lived that already.
Okay. So if you like World Cup every 4 years, it's on. It's a way to watch it.
And alcohol.
Yes. No beer in the vicinity.
Why would you have it in Qatar where you go to jail if you're gay? I don't know. Let's not even go down that road. Let's keep it happy.
It's a weird place to have it.
Keep it light. Yeah, it's crazy.
Tough to be a sponsor there, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so we're telling each other and everybody out there to watch the films Raymond and Ray and Nope.
Anyone else have any hidden gems, by the way? Any
I mean, I just...
Cut up?
Okay, I was going to ask you guys, because I've been thinking about this. Over the holidays, we're going to have a lot of time to watch stuff, right? At least I will. And it's more like a family watching.
Brian, I'm the opposite during the holidays, but I love, okay, continue.
Yeah, well, because you're working harder than me, for sure, over the holidays. I'm just twiddling my thumbs because I have nothing to do.
Yeah, me and Brian have got some, there you go.
Yeah. You guys are in the thick of things. So anyway, I think that I want to start watching Yellowstone. Have either one of you watched any of that?
Down. Okay, thank you. Joy
is it's not good.
Genius level. Oh, Joy, just take over and dial him in.
Score me on this, because I saw a preview, and I know that this is like season 5 that they're showing, and it looked pretty exciting. I don't know. Was it not exciting?
Joya, help. Dial him in, Joya, please.
I watched the first episode. I did. I watched
a few of them, too. Right.
You did? You watched a few, Danny? How about you, Joy? You watched one, and you were done.
I was done. It
wasn't for me.
If and when we ever have people commenting in real time or messaging us endlessly, I am going to get so much hate for this commentary, because I know so many people that are absolutely mind-blowingly obsessed with this show.
Yeah, everyone loves it, but me and Joya. Everyone except us.
Well, and we're right though, usually. So yeah. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I actually like Kevin Costner.
Love him. Oh yeah. Love him.
Okay.
Yes.
This other actor that all these women are like going crazy over, who looks very different than he did when he was younger. He like transformed. I don't know his name.
Is it the West?
Everybody's crazy for him. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't think he's a particularly good actor. It was very lackluster for me. Like, I get what they were trying to do, but I feel
trying
like
too hard. I think
for me, it was trying too way hard. Too hard.
Way too hard. Yeah. I think that nailed it.
The characters were trying to be multidimensional, but to me, they were just one-dimensional.
Yeah. It's just trying too hard, yes.
One, but trying too hard in every way. And also, it's a subject matter that, I mean, I can get into a show if it's good and well-written. Like, right. I like Succession on HBO. Do I care about those type of companies and things, like, in my, like everyday life? Right. No, I think it's a really good, well-acted, well-written show. So it isn't my subject matter. Like, where are they? Wyoming, Montana, somewhere in the ranch.
I don't know either. So Yellowstone. Big sky country.
That's right. Not really what I personally am into, but if it was well acted, well written, and it didn't try so hard, I probably would have been into it, because
yeah, the characters were
pretty much anything, even if it's not really my normal sort of like go to. So, I mean, give it a shot if you want, Brian. Let us know what you think. Yeah. But
I don't think you'll.
Should I go to Rotten Tomatoes and tell you guys what it
is? No, Brian, here's what you should do.
Rotten,
you know what you can do, Brian? I'm gonna give you a backup. I'm gonna give you a better version.
Yeah, I need a backup then. Give me
what
something else.
What you want to do is go on to Paramount and look at reruns of Dallas. Now that is a show that can't be topped.
I watched Dallas. Yes. I enjoyed that show. I was a big fan. So
don't you feel like Yellowstone had like a bit of like Legends of the Falls vibes? Like that first
episode?
You didn't see Legends of the Fall?
No,
okay, instead of Bullet Train and watching Brad Pitt, watch Legends of the Fall.
I would watch. It just didn't appeal to me. Was that him and Anthony Hopkins? Is that right?
There's all these brothers and all this.
I know that it still doesn't appeal. The plot didn't. Yeah.
But you remember how in Yellowstone, there's all these brothers, you know, and there's turmoil.
I saw it when it came out. And about 2.5 because that actually appealed to me, that I like the big sky country and all that.
Yeah.
And it just tried too hard. I think it just tried too much shock value, and that the daughter was in there and
yeah,
she's like walking around naked, like it's a big shock. And oh, look at she, what? It's just trying too hard. I think this didn't work for me. I know Middle America loves it. I know
it wasn't cohesive. It wasn't cohesive.
So you guys are going to hate Yellowstone. No hypes. No hypes in that.
We're going to hype Dallas. Now, have you seen Dallas, Joya?
No.
I was in love still in with Victoria Principal, by the way.
Okay.
that was a good cheesy show. Great character. Great villain, by the way. You got to have a good villain.
Speaking of villains, after Dan and I hating Yellowstone and Brian feeling the way he does about Tom Hanks films, I feel like we are going to be demonized after
this. We're just calling it like it is. There's plenty of good stuff out there. Raymond and Ray in Dallas. There
okay,
you go.
Wait. So Dan and I
and smile.
Hate Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Brian, he's on the fence. He might get a spot. We'll see.
None of us has seen Smile then, is that right?
Oh, let's watch that one.
That looks good. A great marketing on that one, by the way. I don't know if you saw that with the baseball. They did they had the people just stand there behind the cameras in a baseball stadium to have that weird smile. It's incredibly brilliant. So really clever, by the
way.
Creepy.
I have a show. So you guys ever watch Dead to Me with Christine Applegate?
The first season? Like it, don't love it. Definitely will watch the third season, you know. It's a shame.
I really liked the first season. The second one was okay.
Same here.
This one I started last night.
It started the new season out?
The whole thing is out. I watched.
That's on Netflix. Is that right? I forgot already.
It is on Netflix. Okay. It is. I watched the first three episodes. Did anyone see Christina Applegate accept her star or any of that? Did you see that, Brian?
I didn't.
Oh my gosh. So she was diagnosed with MS.
An aggressive form, too, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
Aggressive. She is.
Yeah.
And so this was filmed after her diagnosis season.
Right.
Wow.
It's going to be most likely. Probably actually for sure her last acting.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. I really like her.
Yeah.
And I watched the first season of this show, but I did not see the second or third.
How come, Brian, why did you not watch the second?
You know, you're saying this and I remember watching the first season and liking it, and then I don't remember it ever coming out again. So I missed it.
30-minute episodes. Right. I would watch the second season to catch yourself up, and then go for the third.
How is the third season, Joy? Is it starting out promising?
It is, but it's sad for two reasons.
Yeah.
They definitely wrote her illness into the script, not necessarily the ways you would think.
Okay.
And it's very obvious because you know what you know watching it.
Oh, really?
For very long on her own, so there's a lot of seated scenes. There's a lot of scenes where she's like holding on to the other main actress, where she's maybe leaning against something, and so it's hard. I'm gonna see it through. Subject matter wise, plot wise, I think it kind of. I mean, it's a light but dark show, right?
Great cast, by the way. Great cast on that one.
Yeah, it.
Okay.
It's sadder.
It's bittersweet. You know, there's no way to say it. It's just bittersweet. Because
I love her so much too. But I would watch it. I would definitely watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually a lot poured out now, so we're happy about that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I am set the next week or two then.
Yeah. So I'll try Yellowstone just to see if you guys are right or wrong.
Oh, we're right, bro.
Regardless of your findings, we're right. I mean, that doesn't change. Oh my gosh!
Do you guys watch cooking shows?
Never.
Not in a long time.
No.
I was just looking for it. There's a new baking show. It's called Brunch or something like that on Netflix. Maybe it's coming up in your feed, or maybe it comes up in my feed because I've watched stuff like that before, but it's called The Big Brunch. And it's actually, I really enjoy it. If you guys aren't a fan of cooking shows, you're not going to like it. But if there's an audience member out there who does like
a lot of people
cooking
like it,
shows, cooking competitions.
Riley, this is for you. Also Rachel, his sister, they love cooking shows. That's for them.
Yeah. So The Big Brunch is, it's really sweet. It's not like a cutthroat kitchen or anything like that. The food is beautiful. The stories from each of the chefs is interesting. And it's just shot so beautifully. I think if you're a food fan, that's not a bad one to check out. So The Big Brunch on Netflix, I'd recommend. I'd hype it.
Brunch.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, Brian, do you use the Peacock Plus much? Is that worth it? Do you like it? Do you keep it? Because not many people I know, you don't know that has that, so.
I have it only because my wife watches some shows on that, some smutty reality show. I don't know which one it is. Something Love Island or something like that. And so we have it specifically for that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we got it maybe 3 months ago. And since then, you know, I found a few things on there that I watch. And so I feel like I'm getting some use out of it. So I'm not hating it.
Okay.
I would hide it at the moment.
Have either of you guys seen the American Gigolo remake series at all that's on Showtime?
No. Have you seen that? I don't
saw
have Showtime.
For it.
Is it good?
No, I haven't seen it because I love that. That's one of my favorite all-time movies. As a kid, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go to L.A. and, you know, maybe not be a prostitute, but I want to have his closet and all the chicks and the car.
No, it's a backup plan. You know, it's good to
but
have
this one, it's just, it's hard. I just don't buy it. It's a guy that was a Punisher. He's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy him as a guy. Those are big shoes to fill. When you have that, you know, you have Richard Gere at his peak. Is John Bernthal? I don't know. Bernthal. Just Bernthal. Wasn't working for me. So no, I was just curious if you guys have seen that. It's on show.
He's a great actor, though. I've seen him in lots of stuff. I liked him.
I've seen him in a lot of things, but that actor was the Punisher. I thought it was that other guy.
Maybe not. He looks like the Punisher. So
the other guy that was in that shark movie with Samuel L. Jackson. Oh God, what was his name? It was married to Patricia Arquette. Hold on.
This is getting to 6 degrees.
Because I met him when I served and bartended at the Westin Comic Con.
Let's dish some dirt. What was he like?
The Punisher was John Bernthal.
Douchebag, that guy. Let me find. He was on that show Hung, and that was what he was at Comic Con for. It was an HBO show called Hung.
I remember that show.
Thomas Jane? Tom.
That's not him, though. No. Yeah, I can't mix him up.
He was Punisher, though, this guy.
Bernthal.
Punisher was just way too violent.
This guy that plays American Gigolo was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
that's him. Okay.
Good actor.
Okay.
Really good actor.
Can't pull off the Gigolo stuff. I don't buy it. Sorry.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Buy it, really?
Joya, you are correct. Thomas Jane was the Punisher, but in a movie, not in the television.
No, the movie, but I know the recent series that was way too
violent. Yes, you're right. He did play that in the series. I'm thinking of
it. Okay, did he? All right.
Yes, we are both.
In either case, it wasn't working. Okay, hold on, Joy. Please go back to the douchebag part.
All right, so years ago, I was a server and bartender at the Westin Gaslamp during Comic-Con a few years. Fun fact about that, and I'll go back to Thomas Jane, but our sister property was the U.S. Grant, which was right across the street. And these are in the days when I was the lobby bartender.
Upscale hotel, no question. Right.
School bartender, you know, you just like wash the dishes yourself, everything.
Right.
And I found out that Uma Thurman and Quentin Tarantino were at the U.S. Grant.
Oh, wow.
Right across the street. And I had just come back from break. So I didn't have another break. And we're in the weeds. It's Comic-Con. So I was this close to walking out to go meet Quentin Tarantino and I would have gotten fired. But I didn't do it against my... better judgment. Anyway, so yeah, okay, that's my story about Quinn. I really, really wanted to meet him and say a couple of words, but that's a separate story.
So then this guy comes in instead the same
night? This guy is when I was actually serving in the restaurant, right? It's a big restaurant in a hotel. And Thomas Jane, it's that, what is the industry days usually Sunday of Comic-Con? Like the last day.
Yeah,
I'm out of the loop. So
last day would be Sunday.
I'm in the nerd day, whatever that was.
So everyone's sort of wrapping it up. And he had just put out a show on HBO called Hung. He's the star of it. And his whole team is there, right? So there's about 10 to 12 of them. And they all decide they want to sit outside on the patio. So I set everything up for them, put some tables together. He is annihilated. I have no idea what this guy is on. And he gets up on the chair and kind of does like a squat, almost like a little frog. Okay. And breaks a glass. Everyone's acting like it's totally normal. I have to sweep the broken glass up.
Oh, no shit.
What I equate this whole experience to is kind of like a rock star trashing a hotel room, but instead it's like not even really an A-list actor. And usually what do rock stars do when they do that? They end up paying for it. I mean, it sucks for housekeeping for the staff, but they pay for the damages, right?
Right.
So he does that. And then I'm describing a special that was on the menu, which was a skirt steak. And I'm talking about like the chimichurri sauce. And he starts making like gross innuendos when I'm saying like something about it being a certain cut, and he's just like sexualizing the words that I'm saying, and I'm like, all right,
what a douchebag.
Wow.
So then I go inside and I'm putting all the menu orders into the POS system, and all of a sudden I look up and he's next to me and he's like rubbing my back, like down my back, and smoking some sort of cigar-ish type.
Yeah, those cigars.
It's a restaurant, though. It's no smoking. And then I like bat his hand away. I'm like, first of all, don't touch me. Second of all, you can't be in here smoking.
Good for you, Joya. Nice work.
Whoa. Sorry. Like, oh, it's cool. You know, that kind of vibe. Okay. And then he goes back outside. Then he has the gall after everything. And that's not even all of it, but those are the highlights or the lowlights. He comes back in and brings me the check and inquires about the included gratuity because it was a party over six.
Oh, geez.
Oh my gosh. Are those people the fucking worst?
So I was like, yeah, that's part of the check. And he's like, oh, okay. And like, obviously didn't leave anything extra for being a total ridiculous mess. But yeah.
Wow.
And I love Patricia Arquette. I've always loved her. I was so sad because I'm like, you're married to this guy. They divorced shortly after, but ugh.
And what is his name again? Just so make sure you're douche.
Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
Douche. Anyway, so yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I also met, speaking of Christine Applegate, I met David Faustino from Married with Children.
He seems cool, is he? Please tell me.
He was so cool. He's really short, really sweet. Yeah. he was like, do you have a lighter for my cigarette? He was outside and came in. I was like, no, I'm so sorry, I don't. He's like, it's okay. He's like, you have really pretty eyes. I'm like, so do you. I'm like, I love your show. He's like, thank you. All right, bye. Like, it was a moment. It was so cute.
That's cool.
Way to wrap it up on a positive note. Okay.
Okay, that's it. Well, I got right. more. Next time I'll save them. I have other weird celebrities.
Oh, okay. We'll have a weekly feature then.
Let's do that.
All these people.
Yeah. I like the real like gossip. We meet them in person like that. I have so few. You know.
Yeah.
I have a few too.
Okay. So are we going to obviously skip Thanksgiving and go straight to then the week after like we do?
Yeah. And then, you know, we'll I think this one will kind of focus on the movies that are coming out and what we've already talked about. But then we have to do a Christmas episode. We have holiday movie thing. You know, it's got to.
Next time, baby, let's do it. Yeah. Let's get it going at the start of the season. Okay.
Not the next time.
Next time.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Oh, I have no shortage of holiday movie. You know, it's me. Obviously, I'm nostalgic.
I'm going to watch that Ryan Reynolds one, and that sounds terrific. You guys really talk that one up.
Just, I dare you. You know what? I double dare you to watch that piece of shit.
Well, I'm going to have to now. Well, Ryan, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. I mean, that's a
we'll Christmas give it the train. Okay, let's have as a gauge the train. We gave it what 15 minutes. Let's see if you can outlast the Brad Pitt train movie. How's that?
Okay.
What is it called? I forgot what the name.
Spirited. I looked it up. Spirited. Yeah.
It looks cliched, horrible, grinded out.
Dan and myself to watch that. Someone's gonna have to like Clockwork Orange our eyes open or something.
Yes, exactly.
It's really gonna be.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We are the Hollywood Hypers. You can reach us at hollywoodhypers@gmail.com, which means that you're sending us an email, and in that email, you're going to say how much that you really like Danny. That's what everybody always says.
Very sensitive. Please subscribe and like and all that stuff. Thank you guys very much.
Absolutely. And we will be talking to you in 2 weeks. And thank you so much. And the Hollywood Hypers are now